أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون. قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين. قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 65 to 68 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the last verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. He is going to his people, inviting them towards Allah, and very briefly the response. Here in these verses and the verses that continue, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala says, wa ila adin akhahum huda, and to the people of Aad, we send his brother Hud alayhi salatu wassalam. Just to put things into context so that we will understand, from Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with four children: Ham, Sam, Yafith and Kanan. Kanan was the one that refused to accept Iman, and then he was destroyed, and that left three children, three sons of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. The people of Aad were the offspring of Sam. From Sam there was a person by the name of Iram. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad Iram dhatil imad. This Iram actually was referring to the great grandson of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. And from him then we had sons. One was Aus and one was Khathu. And from them, from Aus, we got Aad. Aad was actually the name of a person. And from the other cousin or the other son, we had a person by the name of Thamud. And in the next ruku, we will discuss, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. So, to put it into context, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, from his son Sam, we had Iram, and then from Iram we had two sons, and from those two sons then we had one was Aad and the other was Thamud. Hud alayhi salatu wassalam was also from the offspring of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. Aad and Nuh actually were contemporaries, and they were the fifth generation from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. So that just puts us into context and to understand how this genealogy, this lineage of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam had continued on those days. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that wa ila adin akhahum huda, to the people of Aad, we had sent his brother Hud alayhi salatu wassalam, because he came from the same lineage, he came from the same stock, so to say. Now his people also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with many different blessings. One was the blessing of a huge and entire area. If you look at the map from Oman, Hazramaut is in Yemen, and the whole of Yemen was inhabited by the people of Aad. There were basically 13 families of the children of Aad, and they all inhabited this entire area. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed them with whatever blessings a human would require to live on this earth. Allah Ta'ala had given them lush, and Allah Ta'ala had given them very green lands, that all agriculture, whatever food was required, all of it Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given from the land. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given them physical strength, insofar as the physical bodies were concerned. They were very strong and huge people. And we will discuss that later in these ayat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the strength, and in actual fact to such an extent that they had forgotten that Allah is stronger than them. And then they were those people that, as far as their dwellings were concerned, huge, huge palaces would be built for one or two individuals or one or two families to live. And in that way, everything that a person requires in this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them all of that. But then again, they had forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember, from the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the disbelievers were destroyed. 80 people, 40 men, 40 women, including the sons of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, they were believers. And then after Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam left the world, these were believing people. But then again, they lost track of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They lost the fact that Allah Ta'ala is one and the Tawheed of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala was lost. And these are all lessons for us that Allah Ta'ala grants us also. We should never forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. The same message, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had come. What seems to be a very simple message. And that message is, O my people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are worshipping these idols, change the object of your worship, change it and now turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ilah, there is no object of worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The simple message of Tawheed, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wassalam had given to his people. Afala tattaqoon, do you not fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What was their response in these verses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ الْمَلَىٰ, the courtiers or the leaders or the chiefs of the people, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, of those who disbelieved مِنْ قَوْمِهِ, from his people, said, إِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِي سَفَاحَةٍ. Again, the heart gets corrupted. When the heart gets corrupted, the heart cannot see haq from batil. The heart cannot see intelligence from foolishness and stupidity. So they began to say to him, Inna lanaraka fi safaha. Certainly we see you to be foolish. You're inviting us towards this one Allah, that is something that is foolish. You're inviting us towards Tawheed, and then you say you are the Nabi of Allah. All of this is foolish. Wa inna lanadhunnuka min al-kadhibin. And certainly, we believe that you are from amongst the liars. In other words, you are no Nabi of Allah. Allah Ta'ala didn't send any human as a Nabi. And Allah Ta'ala did not send you as a Nabi. So you are lying and saying to us that you are a Nabi of Allah. First, they attributed it to foolishness. And then they said that he is a liar. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَا. He said to his people, Oh my people, I am not, and there is no foolishness that exists in me. When the nubuwwat of Allah Ta'ala comes, then there can never be any type of foolishness. There can never be any type of ignorance or jahalat, or any type of dalala or deviation. And that is absolute, that I am the Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. However, I am the Rasul of the Rabb of the entire universe. That Rabb that does neither need your iman, he does not need your ibadat, he does not need your tasbih and your tilawat or anything of that sort. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, they said, then he said to them, Uballighukum risalati Rabbi. Certainly I transmit, I deliver to you the messages of my Rabb. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ana lakum nasihun amin. And certainly I am a trustworthy well-wisher that advises you all the time about the ahkam and the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Once again, take note how the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam presented the message with a great deal of humbleness to the people so that they may worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this nation also was not going to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.